This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. About 2.5 miles from Marketplace Global Headquarters here in downtown L.A., there's an old railroad warehouse. It's huge, a city block square, 7, maybe 8 stories tall, that has been repurposed as a clothing factory. It's a company that proudly makes everything in the United States, says it pays its workers more than minimum wage, but which is probably known more for its billboards than its T-shirts.
The boss will see you now.
American Apparel was founded by and is run by Canadian-born CEO Dove Charney. Charney is no stranger to attention, which is kind of an understatement. He is today's conversation from the corner office. We went down to the warehouse the other day, right at shift change, about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Hey,
how are
nice
you?
Nice to meet
Good
you.
To see
Welcome.
You. Thanks for taking the time.
I was just
really
working at home.
You came in just for us?
No, I'll be here all night now.
All right. Yeah. So tell me, we're in downtown L.A. in a huge manufacturing plant, basically.
This is the, basically we have sellers, marketers, photographers, computer programmers, IT experts, production, product design, scheduling, forecasting, retail development. Everybody works, is connected to this building.
You know, is there a shop floor that we could see?
Yeah.
I just want to get a scale of what's going on.
I'd love you to see it.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is basically a full city block.
Jesus, look at that.
Yeah, this is, this is not our only sewing floor. We have a sewing floor beneath us. We have a sewing floor on the third floor. We have a sewing floor above us. And we also engage in sewing at some other facilities in the
After a quick tour, back upstairs to the corner office. You're coming off a rough couple of years, as, you know, is the whole economy, right? You're sort of back-ish. Next couple of years, what are you going to do? Are you going to grow? Are you going to retrench and figure out where your strong points are? What's the plan?
Right now, we're retrenching a little bit because it's unclear what the future of bricks and mortar retail is. So what we're doing is trying to master the operations and the success of the stores we already have. And then we're focusing on our internet experience, trying to explain, bring texture into the screen so people can really feel what they're buying. And we're going to optimize, retrench, polish up, refine the business we have, and then as we're really well exercised, something like, you know, when you're a taxi driver talking to me, boom, we're going to come out and we're going to expand the business.
How much do you figure the made in Los Angeles, made in USA thing is for you?
I don't think it's very important to the customer, and I'm glad that it's not.
Explain that a little bit, because it's all over your branding, it's all over the building outside, it's, you know...
Mm. It brings flavor, and it should also call attention to the fact that we make the merchandise ourselves, which is very important. I am a free trader. When Ronald Reagan said, Yukon to Yucatan, free trade, I don't believe in borders. I don't believe in the Canadian-U.S. border. I don't believe in other borders, and what goes on in Europe is the future.
Let me ask you sort of a derivative question then. If you don't believe in borders, what about boundaries? Because you're a guy who pushes boundaries every single day, has for
boundaries?
Years.
Boundaries? Oh,
gets in trouble about it sometimes?
Yeah. Well, you got to call my mother now.
Okay. No, I don't have my mother on the phone. But seriously, you're a guy who gets in trouble for his pushing of the boundaries in a lot of different ways.
That's, I think, you know, that's important that certain people do that. I remember when I was in elementary school in the third grade, and one of my teachers said, if every student was like you, the school would fall apart. And I said, well, not every student is like me.
With the acknowledgement that you know, people have been selling stuff with sex forever.
Mm.
Can't talk to you without talking about your billboards and your advertising campaigns, which are heavily based on sex.
Yeah.
Apparently about sex.
Yeah.
Obviously about young girls. It's an interesting marketing technique.
Well, I don't know, you know, I don't know about the young girls thing, but let's talk about sex. Sex is inextricably linked to fashion and apparel, and it has been and always will be, and our clothing is connected to our sexual expression. So, of course, advertising related to clothing, there's going to be a sexual connection forever, whether it's Calvin Klein, American Apparel, or brands that we haven't even contemplated.
So there's more coming.
There's more coming, and it's natural and it's normal, and it's an expression of human nature.
Do you ever look at one of your billboards and go, whoa, all right, wait, we went too far?
Absolutely.
And then what do?
We put up another one.
So you understand how people will perceive that as arrogant and unaware.
I don't know. I don't see it as arrogant. See it as free flowing. And you know, free people make mistakes. If it was kind of straitjacketed and controlled, it wouldn't be like that.
Do you get away with your behavior because you're successful? Do you get to do the things you do because all this stuff sells?
I've been getting away with this since elementary school. I mean, this is, you know, I never said. I mean, the society allows me to be who I am, and
But you pay a price for that, right? I mean, there have been sexual harassment lawsuits. The immigration services come in, and you've had to fire 1,600 people. I mean, your professional past is not without serious controversy.
Well,
and yet you're still here, and I wonder if that's because what you have sells.
Well, first of all, what I have does sell. The marketplace is critically important. I can speak to some of these controversies, but I get the idea. I get your point. What I'm trying to tell you is that it's important that every generation there's going to be certain people that push boundaries, and those are my people.
What's your biggest weakness, you personally, as a guy running a 600
million? My biggest weakness is me. I mean, lock me up already. I mean, it's obvious. Put me in a cage. I'll be fine. Okay? You know, I'm my own worst enemy. But what can you do? I was born strange.
Well, Dub Charney, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you. Was too nuts or what?
That was bar none the most bizarre CEO interview I've ever had. Bar none.
Well, it's Los Angeles, man.
Dead serious, most unusual CEO interview ever. We've got pictures and all the rest online, marketplace.org.